We are now going to take a look at cost effectiveness as it relates to advanced eligible services. Applicants are required during the review process to demonstrate that they've selected the most cost-effective service offering as it relates to total cost of ownership over the expected useful life of the facility. When providing the analysis, please be prepared to provide some key pieces of information. These may include, but are not necessarily limited to, a cost breakdown of the chosen service option over the other available service options, and a reasonable and tangible evaluation of expected useful life of the facilities, and a comparison of the combined upfront and recurring costs. For example, if you are considering a lease dark fiber option, you need to include all the charges that are associated with leasing the fiber, such as the cost of the fiber itself, the modulating equipment, and maintenance and operation charges.